welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? I gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. We have had some interesting visitors in Wildwood in the past, but none like this. Ezra has come down out of the mountains. Being a friend of Papa Chuck's from the early days, that makes him a pretty interesting character in and of itself. But what makes him a truly one-of-a-kind interesting visitor is that he has brought down with him nearly 200 sheep. Old Ezra is a sheepdog who needs little help.
So, where are all these sheep?
Just east of town a ways. Papa Chuck says we'll get paid.
Well, I like the sound of that. It'll be fun playing with a sheep for a day.
Ezra, that's the shepherd's name. Ezra's sort of sick, I guess. Doc Lowell's sending him to Frontera for some kind of treatment. It'll only take one day, and he needs some help with his sheep.
We'll be shepherds, just like David from the Bible.
We could make slings, like David used on Goliath.
Yeah, slings!
I'm gonna make a big, sticky thing with a hook on the end. Oh, like in the Christmas pageant.
How much is he gonna pay? What does a shepherd do? Sit and watch sheep? Sounds like any goofball could do that.
Hey, we could name them and teach them tricks.
It'll be so fun to be a shepherd. Do you think that there will be some of those little black sheep?
Oh, that would be so cute!
No, I think that pretty much their fleece will be white as snow.
Yeah? Well, they'll be cute anyway.
I'm not sure, but they may very well follow you everywhere you go.
You think?
Well, they just might follow you to school one day.
Well, that would be so fun.
But that would be totally against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I guess it would.
You guys, leave her alone.
Well, Papa Chuck told him we were good helpers. We're supposed to meet up with Ezra after school for some shepherd training. And then tomorrow, he'll go to Frontera, and we'll be the shepherds!
So it was Friday afternoon, and the club was on their way to becoming shepherds. Goose had indeed made a sticky thing with a hook on the end. Ned and CJ had made slings out of yarn and cloth. And Stacy had musical plans for the sheep.
That's not gonna help.
It is too. Music calms the sheep.
I didn't find that very calming.
Didn't calm me.
Stace, you...
I'm learning, okay?
Oh.
Goose, you almost hit me with that stick.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not sure how this sling thing works. How do you aim?
I was thinking the same thing. I bet Ezra will know. He's been a shepherd for years.
Hey, guys!
Ow, Goose, watch it!
Whoa, sorry.
Hey, watch it!
Ow, Goose! Hold it up straight!
Yeah, sorry!
Watch your head!
Goose!
Ah!
Sorry. Done with the stick thing.
Hey!
Yeah, hey, did you hear that?
Sheep!
Let's go!
Oh, sheep!
Stop!
What? What'd we do?
Come quietly.
Well, that was pretty rude.
Yeah.
Are you the kids that Pawpaw Chuck told me about?
We sure are.
Well, good. The first thing you need to learn about sheep is that they're very, very timid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Any sudden loud noise could send them running in a panic. They might even trample the young lambs or even run off a cliff.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes. Okay, no sudden noises. Hello, sir. My name's Stacy. Whoa! What is that smell?
Well, that would be the smell of about 200 sheep. Caring for sheep is not for everyone. You gotta have it in your blood.
Oh, I had no idea. Sheep smell. Oh, that is bad.
Well, Papa Chuck described all of you to me. You would be Goose.
Yep.
You must be Ned.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ.
Yes, sir.
You get used to the smell.
Hi, I'm Marsha. They don't have fleeces as white as snow, do they?
Well, they do, Marsha, but only after their wool is sheared and washed. While it's on them, it's pretty oily. Dust and dirt stick to them pretty good. Makes them look, not quite snowy. You can't hold your noses all day, you know.
I know. I don't think that I'm shepherd material.
I want to play my flute and calm the sheep.
Stacy, don't. If you play, I'm pretty sure the whole flock will run off a cliff.
Very funny.
I'd consider it myself.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ezra, but I just can't do this.
Me too, sir.
I sort of...
Feel free to go, girls.
Okay, bye. Goodbye.
I'll stay.
Glad to have you, CJ. Ned?
Well, how much do you pay?
$5 a day.
Oh. Well, I believe shepherding is in my blood after all. Can you tell us how to use a sling?
Well, I've only tried it a couple of times myself. All I know about it is to use small stones and keep your arms straight.
Why?
Well, because... Oh, no.
What? Where's it going?
Beats me. Let's go.
Whoa! He just knocked that sheep over. That doesn't seem very shepherd-like.
What are you doing?
She's choking on burrweeds.
What do we do?
I gotta get it out.
How you'll get it out without sticking your hand down her throat?
Come on, girl. Open up.
You're not really gonna...
Oh! Okay. That is really sick.
Ah, there you go, girl. You'll be fine now.
Shepherds do stuff like that?
On occasion.
Hey, it's starting to rain. We better get inside somewhere.
Well, in my wagon, you'll find a couple of ponchos you can put on.
You mean we're staying out in the rain?
A shepherd never leaves his sheep alone, CJ.
No, of course not.
$5 a day.
$5 a day.
Michigan. One of the many reasons I love Paws and Tails is Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
Welcome, everyone! Ned the Beaver here, beloved star of Paws and Tails. We have some parents with me today that would love to tell you what they think about the fun, the biblical teaching, and the music of Paws and Tails. Go right ahead, please.
Well, I love...
Closer to the microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. I love that Paws and Tails is fun for kids and parents. I kind of expect my kids learn from the episodes, but so do we.
Oh, very nice. And you, sir, you're next.
I love that some of the episodes are telling the Bible stories. My kids totally know the story of Esther now because of Paws and Tails.
Yes, yes, so good to hear. Now you, ma'am, that I have never met before.
Well, I love that the kids in the club are so fun and take care of each other while they're all learning about God.
Mom, read the whole script.
And I love that Ned Cleaver character. He is my favorite.
Better. Much better.
Stop slouching, Ned.
Mom!
You're slouching.
Oh, Mom, stop.
Well, the prospect of shepherding was getting worse by the minute. CJ and Ned were discovering just how much work these sheep take and how much of himself the shepherd gives to care for them. After sitting in the rain for about an hour under a poncho, CJ was just about to quit his short career as a shepherd.
Well, looks like the rain's let up.
Yeah, Mr. Ezra, I don't think that... Hey there, little guy. What are you doing here?
Well, it looks like you made a friend.
Ned, look at this little lamb. He's rubbing up against me like a cat.
Yeah, dandy. Hey, if this poncho is waterproof, how come I'm soaked?
You're something else, little fella. He is so cute.
Nothing better than a new lamb.
What's your name, fella? You got a name yet?
Well, I really don't name my sheep.
Well, then, I'll call you... What'll I call you? Oscar.
Oscar?
Oscar? You can't name a lamb Oscar. You name a lamb Snowflake or, you know, Cotton Ball or... You don't name a lamb Oscar.
Hello, Oscar. Hey, come back. What happened to Oscar?
I think he hates his name.
No, he heard his mother call.
There's 100 sheep making noise. How can he tell the difference?
Well, they can. If Oscar was scared or hurt and called out for his mother... She could pick out his voice from 1,000 other lambs, and she'd come running. Well, why don't you boys stroll through the pasture and keep an eye out for more burr weeds? And pull them up and throw them somewhere where the sheep can't get to them.
Okay. Let's go, Ned.
Okay. I can't take another minute of this.
Me either.
While the boys were complaining and planning on how to tell Ezra they were quitting, there were 3 unwelcome visitors eyeing the sheep. Bandit wolves were watching them from the cover of the nearby forest.
This is gonna be too easy.
Can it ever be too easy?
It won't be if Ezra leaves these knuckleheads in charge tomorrow. It'll be like taking candy from a baby.
Yeah, we're gonna have sheep for breakfast.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Let's stroll around the flock and get them in a little closer. They need to know they're safe or they won't get any rest.
Okay, sheep are really, really dumb. They eat bad things, they'll run off a cliff if scared, and they are completely helpless. How can you have any respect for them?
Yeah, they don't need any respect. They just need love and tender care. It's just like the Lord gives to us. You ever know something is wrong, Ned, and then you do it anyway?
Well, God,
the Good Shepherd, loves you still. There's a lot to learn here about us and God from sheep. Now keep your eyes open. So, I'm going to see you both here in the morning.
What time?
5:30.
In the morning?
It's still dark then.
That's technically still nighttime.
Well, I got to catch the first train in the morning. The trip to Frontera is 3 hours one way. I'll need you at 5:30.
Nope, can't. I suppose I could do 8.
Ned.
CJ?
Yeah, 5:30.
Good enough, then.
Well, he didn't want to do it, but CJ got up with the alarm at 4:45 in the morning. He trudged out to the pasture in the dark and met Ezra by his campfire.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, CJ. I've got some hot tea here for you.
Thanks.
Well, look who's come to say hello.
Hey there, Oscar. How are you? Oh, no, not my ears. Stop it, Oscar.
Now, this should be pretty easy. Just need to go over a few things.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to move them today, but keep a lookout for cast sheep.
Cast sheep?
Cast sheep. Sheep that's rolled over on their backs. They can't get up by themselves, and if they stay like that too long, they'll die.
Cast sheep.
Now, the best place to watch the herd is up on that rock there on the side of the hill. Keep an eye out for sheep that's run off and for those burr weeds, and keep them from fighting. Don't worry, you'll do fine. Have a great day.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be just great. What do you think, Oscar? Sit on a cold rock on the side of the hill or stay by the fire and sip tea? Warm and happy or cold and sad? Let's see a show of hands. The warm and happies have it.
Well, CJ snuggled in. Then he closed his eyes, then fell off to sleep.
What? Oh no, what's going on?
As he rubbed the sleep from his eyes, CJ got just a glimpse of three wolves running into the forest. Each one of them was dragging a dead sheep with him.
No, no, stop! Shh, calm down, you guys. It's all over now. Nothing's gonna happen. Ezra didn't say anything about wolves. Sorry, I'm sorry. Calm down now. Oh, no, I fell asleep. Oscar? Oscar! No! Oscar, are you all right? Oh, no, you broke your leg. This is my fault. How does a shepherd mend a broken lamb's leg? Where's your mama, Oscar? She should hear you by now. Oh, no. Oscar, the wolves got your mama.
All that was gone.
Oh, I am so full.
This is too easy.
Yeah, we could have taken the whole flock.
Who wants to have a flock of sheep? I mean, we just let the beer cub take care of it for us,
Do
right?
you know how hard it is to take care of a flock of sheep?
No. No, but I bet that bear cub does.
Hey, what do you want for dinner? Maybe
more sheep!
That is such a coincidence. I love sheep.
Hey, let's do it just like we did this morning.
Oh, this is just too easy.
Well, CJ put a splint on Oscar's leg as best he could. He calmed down the flock, and himself, for that matter. He started carrying little Oscar over both shoulders, just like he'd seen shepherds do in the pictures at Sunday school. He pulled up some burr weeds and helped a couple of sheep that were stuck on their backs. He'd even done some practicing with his sling.
Hey, CJ, top of the morning to you.
Ned, quiet. The sheep.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So much for 8 o'clock.
I know I'm late, but you know
what's early. Never mind.
Wow, that's some knot on your forehead. What happened?
Just an accident.
Yeah, I'd say it was. What's wrong with the lamb?
Oscar.
What's wrong with Oscar?
Oh, I think the three wolves that came and killed Oscar's mom and two other sheep might have stepped on him.
No, wolves? Really?
Oscar's leg is broken.
Oh, man. What did you do?
Stood there dazed and helpless and watched him run off with the sheep. I was not a good shepherd. And the sheep suffered because of it.
Sure you were.
Ned, I'd fallen asleep.
Oh, I see. Sorry I wasn't here to help. I'm gonna practice with my sling in case they come back.
Don't use that big of a stone.
No, this is a good stone.
Keep your arm straight.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say it one more time. Keep your arm...
Ow! My head! I hit myself with my own sling! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Should have listened to me. How do you think I got my bump?
Oh.
No. Get away from that!
What?
Oh, she's choking. Come here, girl.
No! You're not gonna...
She's gonna choke to death.
Oh, stick your hand down its throat.
There you go, girl. It's okay now. Go on.
Oh, okay. That was sick. The smell of them is sick. Oh, look what I just stepped in. I hate sheep.
Ned, quiet. You're upsetting my flock.
My flock? You are taking this a little too seriously, don't you think?
I am now. We gotta make a plan for tonight.
What tonight?
Those wolves are gonna come back. I know it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down there, partner. What do you mean, make a plan? If they want a sheep or two, I guess they can have them.
No, they can't. I messed up once, and it won't happen again. These sheep are in danger. And I'm their shepherd.
Hi, I'm Hannah from Santa Paula, California. My favorite Paws and Tails character is Stacy because she's so fun. Wait till you hear what happens next on today's episode.
Hey everyone, this is Dave Carl, creator of Paws and Tails. Wait, Stace, is that what you wanted for this?
Yeah, Dave, that's fine. Keep going.
Okay. Well, I've been trying to get Stacy to tell us about her welcome cookies. As you know, Stace is pretty famous around Wildwood for baking cookies and giving them to folks that have just moved in or, what else, Stace?
You know, if someone is sick or just needs a, well, a cookie hug.
I love that. Who doesn't need a cookie hug on occasion? Well, she bakes them with her mom, and I think we're going to have a sample here. Where are the cookies?
Ned, did you eat all the cookies?
Well, they smell amazing. You can get a copy of Stacy's welcome cookie recipe and bake them yourself, with the help of your parents, of course. Just log on to pawsandtails.org and head into the clubhouse to get your copy of Stacy's welcome cookie recipe.
Why is everyone mad at me? Why do I get blamed for everything?
Ned, you have cookie crumbs on your chin.
Well, maybe I did it this time, but I get blamed for everything all the time.
And we'd love to see your plate of cookies. So take a photo and upload it to the clubhouse. We'll post them all on the Wall of Fame so the whole world can see what a great baker you are. But don't forget to give them away.
Oh, and try a couple first. It's just good quality control.
I would try a couple first. Happy baking.
The sun was beginning to set, and Ezra was not back. So CJ and Ned prepared as best they could for another attack from the wolf bandits.
Okay, see that little bush over there?
Yeah.
Watch it.
Not quite.
Hey, it's better than before. At least the stone is going in front of me now.
I'm not doing any better. I think we might be ready for another wolf attack, say, middle of spring.
I'm telling you, the smell of these sheep is unbelievable.
Oh, it's not so bad. Is it, Oscar? It's not so bad.
Hey, what happened to you? When did you get all shepherdized?
I've been thinking since the attack this morning. This shepherd thing is really hard. A shepherd could only be a shepherd if he really, really loved his sheep.
Okay.
God is the good shepherd. The best shepherd ever. He loves us even when we do stuff that's bad for us and we know it. He protects us from stuff we don't even know is dangerous. Just like when I keep the flock away from a cliff. I even think that when things are going really wrong and it feels like God has grabbed me by the throat and I get all angry with him, maybe at those times he's really saving me from something as bad as poison weeds.
You got all that today?
Hey, Being a shepherd gives a fella lots of time to think.
I guess.
Hey, did you hear that?
Yep. Here they come. Get ready. Small stones.
Keep your horn straight.
Ow! Ow!
Stop!
Don't make another move!
Hey, what's this?
This is our flock. You better just turn around and slunk off into the woods, or you will taste the steel of my sword. Ugh.
Taste the what?
Steel of your sword?
It's from a comic book I just read. I'm a little nervous, okay? Why don't you take a crack at it?
You will feel the smack from our sling stones!
Oh, that was embarrassing.
What's a sling stone?
Get out of here or you'll be sorry.
Uh-huh. Better. Shorten to the point.
I am hungry. And you two are not going to stop me from... What? What's that?
It's my sling! And you're going to have a stone right in the side of your head!
I doubt it. Hey, I think I'll get the big fat sheep over there. Come here. Ow! Ouch! Ouch! Oh. Ouch!
What?
Hey, he hit me in the head with a stone. Yeah, really smart.
It wasn't him. He's still over there swinging that thing.
It's a rapid-fire sling. Did you do that?
I did not.
That's enough. Let's get some dead...
Ouch! Ouch! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Who did that?
What was that, me?
You really did it. You got him!
Hey, you said this would be easy.
Look at the knot on my head.
We don't want that knot to get lonely, do we? That was too much, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was fine.
Take this!
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Hey, where'd it go?
Behind a bunch of knuckleheads. Let's get some sheep. Ow! Hey, where'd that come from?
It's you, Major Goldie!
Attack! Where'd that come from?
I've never been happier to see you guys.
I've never been happy to see you guys.
Hey, that was fun.
That was more fun than chasing sheep. Oops.
Do you ever think before you talk?
You came to chase off my flock.
Hey, relax, Cyclops. Thumping on wolves is much more fun anyway.
Did you see him run?
Oh, I think I threw out my arm.
Yeah, what did I tell you? Before you throw hard, you always need to warm up.
Well, thanks anyway. We couldn't have stopped him without you.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, gifts are, like, always appropriate.
Yeah. And flowers are the best way to express your feelings.
Really? You want flowers?
No, you goofball. It was a joke.
Hey, let's go.
Aren't people supposed to laugh at a joke? I think they are.
One of these days, I am going to knock you so hard.
Ned, we stood up to the wolves.
We kept our arms straight, and we stood. Wow.
Today... we were good shepherds.
Yeah, we were. I want tomorrow off. I'm pooped.
Me too. This is really hard.
CJ and Ned learned a lot that day. Most importantly, though, CJ learned a little more about God. He learned that when the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd," it means that God never gets tired of caring for us, of protecting us. CJ also learned that just like it was for Oscar, there is no better, safer place for a sheep to be than as close as he can get to the Good Shepherd.
When I was a shepherd, all I thought at first was, this is not for me. Taking care of sheep as dumb as rocks that smell like burned up herbal tea. And with their choking on the grass and their fear of every noise, I wanted to go home, 'cause there at least I had some toys. They're always wandering off and they are always into trouble every day. caught in thickets and in ditches. If it weren't for me, they'd never find their way. But when I looked at their sweet faces, I saw familiar traces, and that's when I was suddenly aware that though I am a cub, I really am a sheep in Jesus' care. I'm wandering, believing I know my own way, but Jesus, my shepherd, he keeps me from going astray, guiding me day after day. He knows me by name, yes, he knows every little hair that's on my head. Wide awake when I'm asleep and dreaming tightly tucked in bed. And when I'm feeling lost and lonely, as if I'm on my only, I call to him and he is always there. So though I am a cub, I'm glad that I'm a sheep in Jesus' care.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside the still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil,
for you are with me.
The Good Shepherd was written and directed by David Carl. The song, The Shepherd, was written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production. On the next Paws and Tales...
Ezra's sort of sick, I guess, and he needs some help with his sheep.
We'll be shepherds, just like David from the Bible.
No! No! Stop! Ezra didn't say anything about wolves!
If they want a sheep or two, I guess they can have them.
No, they can't. These sheep are in danger, and I'm their shepherd.
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tales.